Welcome into week four of the GW Eagles post-game podcast. Ryan Stone, Brandon Burnett here with you as the Eagles pick up a 34-31 win over Lord Botetourt tonight in what was a wild finish between the two teams, but a good win for the Eagles as they were able to knock off a previously undefeated Lord Botetourt team who was 4-0 coming in. And 3-1 on the season now for the Eagles as they'll head to William Fleming next week. But Alex Brandon kind of leading the way offensively for the Eagles tonight. What were his final numbers?
This is all unofficial. 212 yards on 21 carries and had two touchdowns, and including a big 25-yard touchdown to break open the game at one point. And it is crazy. I'm looking at my stat sheet right now. There were no scores at all in the first quarter.
Yep.
There were five scores in the second quarter, three scores in the third quarter, five scores in the fourth quarter.
Well, and the scores in the third quarter didn't really amount to many points, right?
Like, no, it didn't.
It was 5 points for the first two scores.
Yeah, it was a safety and field goal.
And then what was the...
The 25-yard touchdown is where GW took the lead back for good.
So really only 12 points were scored in the third quarter, which is a pretty normal quarter. And then the fourth quarter, things got...
crazy.
Wacky again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you had two touchdowns within 9 seconds for Lord Botetourt to make this 34-31 game. And, GW did not throw the ball very much. They had less than 100 yards passing.
They were effective, though, at times.
They were. They had some very productive throws. And I think the biggest drive of the game, I think the biggest play of the game was the 85-yard touchdown of fumble recovery.
Yeah, Dominic Neal-Harris did not. Actually, Lord Botetourt was in position to retake the lead early in the fourth quarter. They were down 20-16, and GW, on a third and goal, GW rips the ball out.
Yeah.
Dominic Neal-Harrison rips it out of the running back's hand and just rips it the other way for an 85-yard touchdown. That made it an 11-point game following the extra point. Then it would be another Tyshawn Davis touchdown for the Eagles. Then made it 34-16, and it was 34-16 for a while, and it kind of seemed like that was maybe going to be the final or somewhere around there, but things got a little wacky towards the end. Lord Botetourt scored with 2:10 to play, got the 2-point conversion to make it a 10-point game, then recovered an onside kick and hit a 50-yard touchdown pass and the extra point to make it a 3-point game with 2:01 to play. GW, though, was able to salt away the win and pick up the first downs necessary to finish off the game, though.
Yeah, to finish off the game, and just a wild, wacky game between two really good teams. Lord Botetourt drops to 4-1. GW now is 3-1, and going into a really big road game next week against William Fleming. So got a chance to, when this season started and you looked at the non-district schedule, you're thinking, "Ooh, that's tough. Yep. That's a tough one." If they can come away next week with a win and be 4-1 going into the Piedmont district play, whoo, you got to be feeling great if you're an Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, if you put yourself at 4-1 going into district play, you're going to end up, you assume, everything goes right, everything stays healthy or whatever, all the key guys stay healthy, you assume you're probably going to end up having a great season if you go in, when you look at that non-conference slate coming in. So they're getting better week to week. There's still certainly things they can improve on. There were a ton of penalties tonight, particularly in the first half. They cleaned it up some in the second half, but also, finishing the game and letting Lord Botetourt kind of hang around is another thing that they can kind of take away from this one. But a good win nonetheless, and to beat a Lord Botetourt team that's that experienced, has wins 8 games a year in, year out or more, and had 9 seniors on offense and 8 seniors on defense. That's a good win.
It's a very well-rounded team and the best win on paper for GW thus far this year. And they that was a gutty win. And like it's funny that you mentioned it was sloppy at the end. That was one thing that I heard the most when I was down on the sideline waiting to interview Coach Anderson, was I heard the coaches saying, we got to tighten this up. This game shouldn't have been as entertaining as it was at the end. like I said, but the thing is, the most important thing, Ryan, is they got the W.
Yeah, that's really all that's all that ends up mattering in the end is they found a way to get to 3-1 on the season. So they'll turn the page to a William Fleming team that it's been a little bit mixed this year. I mean, 2-2 on the season, so it's kind of hard to know what to exactly expect about them. They are talented. I mean, they had a great year last year and ended up getting upset in the second round of the playoffs, or first round of the playoffs, maybe.
They did.
But they had a great season last year. They had pretty high expectations coming into this season. So, and it's on the road, so
yeah,
certainly going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge, and the thing is, if GW plays their game and they're able to, and you know that, believe it or not, that was the first turnover they've had in over 2 weeks. You know, for over two games. You know, with that fight, and then in the special teams with Josh White, and if they can find a way to keep state turnover free or error free, I feel like they'll come away with a good chance of them coming away with a win next week.
Yeah, I would have to agree. But that's going to do it for our this edition of the URW-GW Eagles postgame podcast. Again, GW gets the victory 34-31 over Lord Bonnetot to improve to 3-1 on the season.